Today's Mishnah and Masechet Parah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, is Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. So, getting along, we started at the end of the previous Perek, discussing some of the milas that the Chachomim were attacking for Parah, and how in those milas we take some of the dinim that were the deraisa of the way that the Meinida can be metame a person, and apply it even in cases where the Mayim was posel, or the Mayim was Tomei, or the Mayim weren't Royim Lakiddush in the first place, but there was a general halacha, which was the fundamental chumrah that we gave to the issue of Paras Chatas, which is that even if a person is completely tahar when it comes to Kadesh, and he's eating kachik, so he's on a madrega of awareness that allowed him to be tevel, to be able to eat as a kayan, he's eating korban chatas and so on. If he, who is completely tahar, touches anything that is nogea, the chatas, it's as if that thing came into contact with the midras of a zov, which is completely metame, even something that moved it and so on and so forth. Whoa. So that's called Big Day Kodesh Midras Lechatas. When Gavi finishes driving, he will make sure to write that down. So Big Day Kodesh is Midras Lechatas. And there's also Milas that were Milas for Kodesh. What's the equivalent Mila for Kodesh? Big Day Eichle Truma Midras for Kodesh. So even if a person is completely Tahar, but he doesn't have any kind of relationship to catch him, he's just eating truma. He's nowhere near the Beis HaMikdash. If such a person who is completely tahor for truma comes into contact with Kodesh, even his clothing is considered to be clothing that a zov sat on. You can imagine it's metame everything that would be nogea Kodesh. Quite amazing. So that's the din of Midras HaZov. Midras HaZov is a specific kli, which is meant for sitting on or for lying on, and it becomes an av hatuma, and it's metame odom, and it's metame kelim, and it also is metame with what is called heset. Heset is a type of masa in which in you caused a movement even of that thing. So let's say it was on a merry-go-round, and you pushed down on the other side of the merry-go-round. Anything that causes the movement of the dover that is tame midras will be metame an odam. Now, there's one big difference. When it comes to the gezeira that the Rabbanan made, and they gave it a din of midras, we said big day erch truma midras lekadesh, and big day erch lekadesh is midras lechatas. It's true, but since it's only a takana de Rabbanan, and that's because of the ma'alos. We have ma'alos b'kedesh, and we have ma'alos b'chatas. So because of that, it's actually not the same. That is, we should call it mamish a midras. So it should be clear that we're talking about a tuma derabbanan. And because of that, we give it the name of madaf. Madaf, the Gemara says, is the lashon of kol alay nidaf, which means something very light, a floating leaf, right? So it's a lesser, meaning it's a drabbanan mila bi'alma, in which someone is entirely tahar, and we give him a din as if he were tameh, and his begadim are midras, mamish like a midras azov, but only as a madaf, only as a din of a drabbanan. So kol ha-ra'ui l'tameh midras. Now, if the kli that we're talking about over here would not be a kli that could be mekabel tumas midras. Most kelim are not mekabel tumas midras, because you'll remember from our learning in kelim that tumas midras is limited to a type of kli that is miyuched for sitting on or for lying on, but not where we have the klal of amod v'nase melachteinu. So in other words, let's say somebody takes a bucket and he turns it upside down and he sits on it and he is a zav. That's not considered to be a kli that is going to be mekabel tuma from the fact that he sat on it. And remember, if he sat on it, he didn't touch it. Maybe he was sitting on it in a princess and the pea kind of situation. There were 20 mattresses between what he was sitting on and between himself. Doesn't matter. If it was a kli that was miyuchad for sitting or sleeping on, it would be makabel tuma all the way down. But if it's something where a guy comes along and says, hey, will you get off of that bucket, you idiot? We need to do our work drawing the water with the bucket. That's called amod v'nasa malachtenu, and it's not roi for kabbalas tumas midrash. So this halacha that the Rabbanan gave, that it's metame b'midrash, is only if what it is that was roi letame midrash. So then legabi chatos, that type of thing, also can become a madaf lechatat. And therefore, if this person who is completely tar for Kadesh and he sat on this stool, so then that stool is going to be metame anything. Midrabbanan, of course, as a maila, as a madaf, is going to be metame. Whether the kli is tame, whether the kli is tar, makes absolutely no difference. Meaning, even if it's totally tar and it was being used mamish to hold the carbon chatas in it, so you say, wow, I mean, this is a very tar kli, it is still going to be metame someone as if it is midrash, benogea achatas. Wow. So it would mean that even if you just moved it, you know, you didn't even carry it, you didn't even touch it, the din is that it's considered to be the equivalent of big day kadesh midrash lechatas. Wow. The same thing would be true of a person, a human, v'chein adam kayotzibo. You have an adam who's mamish, completely tar, and he's eating kadesh kadashim. And nonetheless, if he comes into contact with anything that has to do with the korban chatas, when I say chatas, I mean paras chatas, obviously. We're calling it chatas, that's the lashon that the Mishnah uses. Then he's going to be tamei ke midras hazav. But if it's the type of kli that is not royal midras, but it is royal tamei meis, so kol ha-ra'ui li tamei meis, so it's not something that's you can sit on, but it's a normal kli for using, there, whether it was tamei or tahar, Rebbe Eliezer says, well, it certainly is not a madaf, because as we said, you can only be metame something that has it as a midras hazav, so it's not called a madaf, but it would still be tame b'maga. So it's going to have the mala of the paras chatas, but only vis-a-vis tumas maga, not vis-a-vis tumas midras. Rebbe Yoshua Meir, even though it's not roi for tumas midras, but since it's a kli that can be metame tumas meis, it's also considered to be a madaf vis-a-vis the chatas, and it is metame beheset and koshikein b'masa u'b'maga. And it was given the din of the chachomim as if it's a midras, because they wanted to be so machmir that people wouldn't start making distinctions between something that is royal midras or not royal midras. So on any type of kli, they considered it to be a tumas midras. For chachomim omrim, it depends. If it's actually a kli that is tomei b'meis, yes. Then we gave it the chumrah that when it comes to the paras chatas, it's not only metame as if it were tamei meis, but it would be metame kimadaf, which adds an additional chumrah, because a kli that is tamei betumas meis is not going to be metame beheset, but this will be metame beheset. Masha enkein, if it's a kli that's completely tahar, and it's roi letame b'meis, but it wasn't ever in contact with a meis, then eno madaf, and it would not be metame atar for the chatas, beheset. Obviously, it would be nogea, it would be betame b'maga, that yes, because it was tum. We gave it a din of a tuma for the part. So that means we've got a three-way machlokas here, which the Tosefta brings out with an actual case. So let's say there's a door, and there's a key in the door. Now, a door is not going to be makabel tuma because it's mechor belakark. But the key that's in the lock in the door can be makabel tuma. So now let's imagine that a guy who is already tahar for the chatas, he walks into the house and he closes that door. And that key was still in the lock. So that means when he closed the door, he was mesit the key that was shayach to Kabbalah's tuma. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, if the din is that this thing is not roi lahesed, then of course it's not roi, rather to the Moshe of America, which of course a key is certainly not. So then according to Rebbe Eliezer, it wouldn't matter whether it's tamei or not tamei. Even if it was tamei meis, it's not going to affect the person who closed the door, because he was tahor lechatas. Mashein Kane, according to Rabbi Yoshua, he says the exact opposite. Even if this key was completely tahor, and it's only shayach to be mekabel tumas meis, the person who closed the door becomes tamei, even though he was tahor lechatas. Why? Because he was meisit a kli, even though it was not roi from Merkav. There's an overall gezerah that even a kli tahor is considered to be madaf, meaning it'll be matamiu behesed, and in this case, closing the door was hesed. And Masha Enkin, the Chachomim are mechalek. If it was actually tamei betumas beis, it had been mekabel tuma, so then the guy who moved the door is going to become tamei. But if it was only roi lekabelas tumas beis, but it wasn't really tumas beis itself, then the din would be that he is not affected by it as a madaf. So that gives us very clearly the three shitas by example in the Mishnah. And you can get a sense of the incredible sensitivity that a person who's been going to be Isaac Bechatas, the incredible level of awareness that he has to have. I mean, to think about the question of whether maybe there's a key inside of the lock when I'm moving the door, I mean, it's like unbelievable. So all of the things that, and that Tosefta brings it out so powerfully, all of the things that people just sort of allow to fade into the background, completely conscious human beings on the level of Das, which is this Seder of Tyrus is Das, and it's the Pora that sensitizes us most profoundly to the different Gedorim of Das. And it forces, as we've explained, it forces an awareness of the entire concept of where you come from and what it is to exist as a human being, is an incredible catalyst for self-awareness and understanding of your place in the universe. And therefore, it ends up allowing you to be mindful of the most ridiculous issues other people wouldn't have the slightest idea. And it makes a tremendous difference in your status. Just like the concept of Hesach Hadas, what an incredible idea. The moment you stop being aware of something, it becomes tame. Whoa, that is crazy to live on a madrega like that. But this is exactly what the Milas of Pura are mechayev. Very moving, powerful insight into what a person is able to become. Okay, Rabbosai, we should be Zocha Bekorov to be Isaac in the Pora and to learn what it is to be fully human. See you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow amidst better times.